This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Going to roll, roll, flip it. Got it. Oh, the ball was dropped. He had the two-point conversion in his hand. Did not hold on.
That was last year. Well, technically earlier this calendar year of 2025, but it was the end of the 2024/25 Ravens season in Buffalo. Divisional round of the AFC playoffs. Mark Andrews, as we've discussed 1,000 times, dropped it. Gloves were wet. I don't know. Sun was in his eyes. Whatever excuse he wanted to use or make, it happened. And the season came to an end 27-25. The Ravens, the next game they play that counts in the standings will be September 7th. Where's it going to be? At Buffalo against the Bills. So it's a rematch of this game. Both teams, very similar situations. Favorites to win their division. Super Bowl worthy teams, but have been unable to get over that Kansas City hump. The Bills have lost to the Chiefs twice in the AFC Championship game. The Ravens have lost to them once. The Ravens have lost to the Bills twice in the AFC playoffs. So they're both chasing Kansas City, but they begin what is expected to be an exciting season for both teams on the 7th. Lamar Jackson, first team All-Pro quarterback. Josh Allen, MVP of the league. Lamar won the MVP the year before. So a lot of similarities between the two teams. Two quarterbacks chosen in the same draft class. Here we start all over again.
Yeah, it's going to be hyped big time because of the two quarterbacks, you know, and MVP and finished second in the MVP. And has Buffalo done enough defensively? You know, because when they played down here during the regular season, they couldn't stop the run. You know, and did they do a better job stopping the run? Yeah. And, you know, it was cold, windy, all that, rainy, you know, so that probably helped too. So the biggest thing with them is, can they stop the run defensively? Do they have enough big dudes? That's what we always talked about with Buffalo's defensive front. They were little. They were quick, you know, and trying to tackle a Derrick Henry is rather difficult. And then wide receiver-wise, have they improved enough? You know, they paid Shakir, and he had a good year. You know, Keon Coleman and Palmer, Chenault, you know, are those guys going to be good enough? I mean, you know, on paper, like when you just, like I just saw it, like your face, but I was like, eh, yeah, not really. You know, I mean, Dawson Knox and Kincaid, decent tight ends.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, so Cook catches it out of the backfield. So, I mean, the Ravens have better skill. The biggest difference with Buffalo is that Josh Allen makes those guys better. You know, kind of like Lamar does. And you know, going to come down to, again, is I don't know what the turnover was in that first game when they played here in Baltimore, Bob, but it was a blowout. But in the playoff game, the Ravens uncharacteristically turned it over three times to none.
To zero.
Game, set, match. You know, I mean, even if you... You know, if you're the better team and you turn it over three times, you're not winning.
You know, the surprising thing, if you want to call it that, about both Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, since they came out in the same draft class, neither was supposed to be very accurate throwing the football. I mean, you were there watching Lamar.
Yeah.
Kind of scattershot with the arm. But, I mean, this guy's been pushing 70% completion rate. Josh Allen is strong in the mid-60s now.
Yeah.
At this stage of his career, they're two of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL. But they've improved leaps and bounds in regards to getting the ball from their arm to the intended target here.
Bob, I remember watching Josh Allen at – they played at Iowa. And Josh Allen was awful. Awful in that game. I think he threw interceptions. You know, I mean, he had a strong arm, but he was inaccurate. And he has, I mean, those two quarterbacks, probably more than any two quarterbacks, just accuracy-wise and how they've improved each year. Pretty damn good, you know, for those two guys to be where they're at and to have done what they have done. Pretty good.
Yeah, both have been paid handsomely and rightfully so. But we talk about this Ravens schedule opening at Buffalo, then the home opener against Cleveland. Here are the similarities. Nolan, get in here if you want. Last year, the Ravens opened in Kansas City, where they lost the championship game here in Baltimore, but they opened against the Chiefs, who would go and win the Super Bowl. They lost that game by a heel or a toe, whatever it was, at Arrowhead. Then they came back home for the opener. Home opener against the Raiders and laid an egg. Got Minshew'd.
Yeah.
Yet again, the home opener this year, 1 o'clock kickoff, is the Cleveland Browns. Even if they lose to Buffalo, which would not be an egregious loss, they were the underdogs, the early line, and they have been since the schedule came out. But if they follow that up again by losing at home, I mean, if they learned anything, I mean, you want to be the number one seed. Even though they've lost in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, they've lost more than they won at M&T Bank Stadium in the postseason. But you still want that. Losing at home to a team that you're probably going to be 10-point favorites over, it's not how you accomplish that feat. And I don't care what point of the season it is.
Yeah, that's what's going to be, yeah, the interesting factor there, Bob. I mean,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it's more important, Bob, for the Ravens to win that one, you know. And then with Cleveland, you know, what does Cleveland do? Because, like, Cincy always loses early on, you know. And then what if Cincinnati beats Cleveland? Then, all right, is this kind of the dog crap Cleveland? Then you got to put them away right away. Because if they go down 0-2 after 2 weeks in the division, gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're done. Flacco's done. You know, I mean, they're total. They may be drafting for Arch Manning or whoever the quarterback may be. So that's why it's going to be imperative. I mean, at worst case, you got to be 1-1. But if the one is you don't, you know, I mean, you go beat Buffalo, don't come home like you said and lose to Cleveland.
Yeah.
That'd be like a
kind of
can't happen.
Takes away some of the luster of that win.
Yeah, it was like going to Seattle and winning three and then losing two or three to the A's.
Then it's Detroit here, week three. The Lions are one of the favorites in the NFC. Last time they came to Baltimore 2 years ago, the Ravens blew them out of the stadium. Then you go to Kansas City again. So the first 4 weeks, you've got three playoff teams from last year.
Yeah.
And three pretty impressive quarterbacks in Allen, Goff, and obviously Patrick Mahomes. And the Ravens don't win in Kansas City.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about it for the Ravens is what I'd feel pretty comfortable and confident in is, all right, we're playing against three outstanding quarterbacks. Let's see where we're at. We got a hell of a defense. We got a good secondary. Let's see where we're at. Let's have at it. You know, and we'll find out. We'll be able to, all right, we find out if we're 2-2 or 3-1, whatever we are, we know where we're at and what we've got to improve upon, and we're probably not seeing a quarterback of that level for a while.
Well, don't rest on laurels because you have Houston in L.A., the Rams right after that, so you have Stroud and Stafford. So Ravens' pre-bye schedule is daunting on paper, but let's keep it real. The Ravens are a daunting team.
Yes.
So they're a team that beats, because they're as good as anybody in football, and they should come out of that with a winning record. 5-2 is not, or 4, or what is it? 6 games? 4-2 is not unrealistic, neither is 5-1.
Underdogs, Bob, in two of those games because they're on the road?
Well, they're already underdogs against Buffalo. That line's subject to change, and probably at Kansas City, too.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. Then there'll be favorites probably for every other game after that.
NFL lunch here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Former Raven, real quick, came out of retirement. Darren Waller, remember, late of the Giants. He retired. He's unretired and has now been traded to the Miami Dolphins, who just traded Smith to the Steelers for a conditional 2026 seventh-round pick.
That's like a total shocker, you know, because, like, he was done. I guess he didn't like New York. Wanted to go. Maybe he lives in Miami in the offseason. Bob, when I read that, same thing you said. Thought he was retired.
Yeah, for like 5 years.
Yeah.
But Darren Waller's back, and Tyler Boyd, he talking with the Steelers. He was a former Ravens pain in the ass in his Cincinnati days. He did go to Pitt. So, I mean, we can connect dots there if we choose to do so. We'll come back, switch to the Diamond. Talks of Hardball, American League East report. Orioles win last night. Dramatic fashion, crazy game. Other games did take place in the division. Give you the scoreboard, give you the schedule for today, and talk about the updated standings. And then Nate Davis, get his thoughts on this Fitzpatrick Jalen Ramsey trade as the Pittsburgh Steelers are putting together the best team of 2019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.